here at 303 at 61 South Main for a regularly scheduled commission meeting. I've asked Deputy Jeff Hastings from the Sheriff's Office to lead us in the pledge. Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. All right, we have opportunity for public comments. We ask that you come up and let's keep it to 3 minutes. If there's anybody from the public that would like to come forward at this time, please come up, state your name. Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to our recognitions, presentations, informational items for February 2022 Employee Services Awards, and we will come down and ask Commissioner Camallo to handle those name readings, and we'll come down.
Moving on.
Oh, snap. We've moved that around a little bit, haven't we?
You used to do certain agendas.
That's the way it's going to go.
Think we get in ruts?
Yes, we do get ruts. We do get the way agendas are usually laid out.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for coming for the Employee Service Awards. We don't get this many people very often, and we actually super love seeing so many more of our employees and public servants. So thank you for being here. We have a whole bunch of folks from the Sheriff's Office to recognize today. And oftentimes we'll have one of the supervisors or leadership come up for each one and share something. The first two were not able to attend, though, so when you see these people, please thank them for us. And we also have certificates and gift cards and gift cards and certificates are the things that everyone receives, even if they cannot attend. Please thank them. So celebrating 5 years of service, these two individuals, Scott Gall and Miriam Sweeten. Let's give them some applause. Okay, also, we're so thankful for 5 years of service from Dallas Adams, if you'll please come forward.
Well, as you all know, this is Dallas Adams. He's been with us 5 years. He told me the other day he plans on being a lifer, so he's not going anywhere, which is good for all of us at the Sheriff's Office. He's currently assigned to intake. And let's see what else. Dallas is engaged to be married, and he met Tiffany at the Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Bear and I tried to talk him into getting married in the auditorium at the Sheriff's Office the other day, because we thought that would, you know, bring everything full circle, but Tiffany's not having any of it. She wants her beach wedding, so. Right? Dallas has 4 kids, and I think there's a few more on his horizon. So he can have a basketball team. That's what we talked about the other day. So, but Dallas is great to work with. He's very personable. He's a little shy, I would say. But when he laughs, it's contagious. So thanks, Dallas. Heather.
Sorry, what was that? It's Heather
Swanner. All right, now we jump up into some of the longer years of service. Always impressive to see how long people will stay with our county and serve. So celebrating 15 years serving in Davis County, Karen McMillan.
It's
Brendan Joseph is going to introduce her, but it is her 50th birthday today as well.
So Karen, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was going to be speaking. Someone left that part out. But we've worked together for a very long time since I started with the sheriff's office, and you've always been awesome. You've always been fun to work with and just a fun personality. Recently, Karen has joined the JOS committee. A lot of people know what JOSs are, but she's on that committee. She's come up with some great ideas already to help our department and help some of the people we work with, and we're very lucky to have you. And 15 years is a long time, so thank you. That's all I got.
Happy birthday. It's on the
record. Also serving for 15 years in the sheriff's office, Michael Taylor.
Sergeant Jennifer Kelly is going to introduce, so got to come.
Okay, well, I wrote down what I had to say about Mike, because if I had to actually just talk, I would start crying. So Mike is currently a JOS supervisor for the Corrections Department, Sheriff's Office. I've been a supervisor for on and off for most of that 15 years that he's been there. He's a mentor, a trainer, a supervisor, but mostly he is a friend. And Mike has an amazing family that we all get to hear about when he jets off to vacations and warmer climates. We just want to thank his family for letting us have use of their dad and grandpa. And Mike, I personally want to thank you, because if anyone needs a friend to get them through hell on earth, Mike has been there and he's been there for me. So, love you.
Hey, I want to promote the Community Resilience Symposium for the Hell on Earth. We just had that on Friday morning. It's amazing. And Sheriff was there. And so all of you who do so much important and intense work for this county, I highly recommend that you watch this. It's taped. You can do it in one-hour segments. It's just a little over 3 hours, and it's amazing that we do this every year for Davis County. So please take a look at the county email that you all just got yesterday, and the link is right there. And I promise it'll be some of the best screens that you'll take advantage of for a little over 3 hours. Definitely want Davis County to be the place where people come who want peace. All right, so let's see. 15 years serving in sheriff's office, Brian King.
Will you please make sure just speak in the microphone directly? Thank you.
This is Lieutenant Brian Gurr. Oh.
Thought maybe we're going to take over there, but yes, I'm Brian Gurr. Deputy King, Brian King, can you hear me through the microphone? 15 years at the sheriff's office. I've had the privilege of being able to work alongside him a lot of that way. He spent about half his time in the jail and corrections, and then the other half over in the courts, and I've been able to work in the courts and in corrections with him. He's done a fantastic job. He also spends a lot of time driving very fast. He's one of our EVO instructors, so he gets to go down on the range and teach our officers how to drive, and I also am able to do that with him. So I've you want to take a field trip?
I mean, work with her. I think we can set something.
A field trip. He also spent, so he's been doing EVO for about half his time here for about 7 years. And also he spent 7 years on the, around 7 years on the CERT team, the Corrections Emergency Response Team that deals with incidents and issues in the jail. So he's been very dedicated and fun to work with. Appreciate everything you've done, Brian.
All right, this is the year for 15s and 5s in the Sheriff's Office. Please help us to congratulate and thank Ken Vowles. Okay. All right. Well represented, Sheriff's Office. Nicely done. Now we have someone from the Health Department celebrating 5 years of service, Randy Olson. Come on up.
All right, I'm very excited to present this 5 year service award on behalf of Randy, mainly because it's been a privilege because I hired him, watched him grow, and then was able to promote him recently. So Randy is currently our Water Resource Bureau Manager, where he represents the county on several state boards involving swimming pools, wastewater, different special projects, as we all know, that are going on in the county. Randy is extremely hardworking. He not only does this job, but also helps irrigate and farm up in the north end of the county. And I understand his water right hours are in the middle of the night. So he comes to work looking really tired some days. At this time, I also want to point out that Randy has taken the opportunity to get his master's degree also while he's been doing that position and being married and has 3 kids. So a lot on his plate. And at this time, would like to congratulate Randy for his years of service and thank him.
All right, moving on to the libraries. We are celebrating for 5 years of service, Molly Ross. And she was not able to be here. Oh, you don't think either one of them? Okay, because the next one is 25 years, Michelle Hallnagel. Yeah, wow, we'll definitely thank them for us. Let's clap. All right, so excited to have our attorney here. Are you coming forward, Troy? And come on up. And it looks like the first individual being recognized is not able to attend today, but let's clap 10 years for Cheryl Martinez. You're surveying the crowd. Okay. Not here quite yet? Yeah, let's do another one and hang on then. We can always go to business if we need to and then come back. So, and then also from the recorder's office, 25 years of service, LeFang Cartel. Come on up.
Li Fang is the name that her parents gave her when she was born in Taiwan. And we call her Annie. And you can see from her smile, she lights up the room. Annie's main responsibility with the recorder's office is to handle our mail, which is copious. We have hundreds of documents mailed in every week. And her responsibility is to examine those documents for recordability, and those that aren't, she has to document and then send back and maintain a log for the rejected documents. She also helps with our customer service, and we really appreciate Annie. She loves cats, and she has two children, and she still has relatives in Taiwan, which offers her a great opportunity for a very exotic vacation once in a while, which she takes, and when she's gone, we miss her. So, Li Fang, Annie, we love you, and thank you very much for your continued service.
I'm really grateful to work under your leadership.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
All right, and our grand finale from the attorney's office, 25 years of service to Davis County and its people. We're so thankful. Chris Holmes, come on up.
Thank you, Chris. On behalf of the whole county, but particularly our office, as all of you know, to be successful in any organization, you have to have people. Well, this is one of my people right here. I kind of find it ironic that on the same calendar and agenda for the commission this morning, my two go-to people in their division, Cheryl Martinez, a paralegal who is incredible. I would stack Cheryl up against any paralegal in the state of Utah, even in private practice. Would you agree, Chris? Cheryl's freaking amazing. She couldn't be here today. Chris is the same in our legal tech, our secretary division. I kid you guys not. Any question I have, Chris probably dreads seeing her phone ring because it's always me. I'll be driving on the road. I'll get a call from a defense attorney. I'll need an answer to something. Who do I call? It's always this one right here. I always call Chris because she usually either knows the answer off the top of her head, like when is the next case? What, have we got the victim impact statement back on this yet? Which prosecutor is assigned to it? And if she doesn't, she'll have it to me in seconds by text or email. So Chris is one of those invaluable people in our office. She gets everything done on time or early and everything done correctly. It's going to be a huge loss someday down the road. I hope Chris, I hope I leave before her because I don't want to be in our office after her. So there you go. There you go.
Okay, what a joy. We love these days when we get to do the Employee Service Awards. This county is great because of you. And this county is great because of the people that we serve, even though they can sometimes be challenging as well. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your February. Thanks for all that you do.
All right, moving on to our business and action items, we'll move down to our attorney's office, Deputy Civil Attorney Mike Kendall.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Before you, you have a proposed... Okay, this is the first one now. So before you, you have a proposed Terms of Service for the American Institute of Architects AIA contract documents online service. This is something that I'd spoken with Neil and Troy about. I also conversed heavily with our facilities director, Lane Rose, Mitch from our facilities west, as well as Adam Wright, the public works director, about these types of contract documents, particularly with respect of the size and complexity of the capital projects that are happening both in public works and building improvements here in the county. This is somewhat unique in that it was under the threshold for the dollar amount, the $3,000 expenditure. It was purchased through credit card already by Troy's confidential secretary. But these terms of service flow along with it, and we wanted to make sure that they were presented to the commission for acceptance and approval before we proceeded to utilize the service.
You want to do item two, since that's a...
Yeah. And the second item, item two, is a proposed amendment of the terms of Davis County Ordinance number 01-1993-D. It's a franchise agreement. The company years ago used to be named Mountain Fuel. It's now Dominion Energy. And this extends the term of this franchise agreement by 2 years.
Okay.
And Mike, can I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
I'm just curious, and maybe interesting for the public, some of the benefits that come with that first contract, the American Institute of Architects. Like you say, we have a lot going on.
Yeah. So what it is the AIA forms are some of the most well-known accepted forms throughout the construction industry, particularly with building improvements. General contractors, architects in particular, utilize those documents and are very familiar with those. They've been created through the American Institute of Architects. They generally, if they favor anyone, are favoring the owner or the architect, which we're the owner, which is part of the reason why we sought these documents out, in addition to being well known. We also have recognized over the years that at times it's easier to interact, negotiate, find terms of fairness and simplicity in utilizing some form documents. And with some of these complexities, we usually utilize some of the forms and then do some of our own modifications.
That's great. Thank you so much.
I'd make a motion that we approve items one and two as presented to us by our Deputy Civil Attorney, Mike Kendall.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, moving on to Community Economic Development, Ken Anderson.
Good morning. Commission, you have for your consideration acceptance of the settlement agreement and release of claims with Chevron USA, Inc. On February 19th, 2021, I issued a notice of violation and order to Chevron with a follow-up revised notice of violation and order on April 28th, 2021. The revised notice of violation order was related primarily to Chevron's Isowalki project. To resolve our differences and to avoid a lengthy legal dispute, the parties agreed to the proposed settlement agreement and release of claims. Terms are receivable in the amount of $495,000 beginning February 1, 2022. Item number four is an approval of a contract with Anime Town for the Anime Trade Show that is expanding into Utah. Terms receivable in the amount of $6,171.83 beginning 6-9-2022 to 6-12-2022. Finally, item number five is an approval with contract with Down to Earth Movement, LLC for the new car show expanding into Utah. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,351.70 beginning 5-21-2022 to 5-22-2022.
Yeah, thank you. That's so interesting that we have more and more of these shows expanding into Utah. I love the way that's phrased.
Yeah, new opportunities, right?
And nice to be able to have other events coming back and going on, right, as we don't have the mass vaccination clinic taking that space as of recently. Yeah, wonderful. I move approval of items 3 through 5 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, moving on to facilities. Lane Rose.
Good morning, Commission. I have one agenda item today, item number 6. This is the first change order for the Memorial Courthouse renovation project. This includes some tenant changes for our civil attorneys to come over to the basement, some EV charger upgrades, and a few unforeseen conditions. We found the old 1890 stairs in the basement that were in the way of the ductwork. We found some stairs on the east side that used to go down to the 1930s that were buried. And the other unforeseen was the hallway, when we finally demoed the hallway that connected the 50s addition and 30s addition. There was a bunch of stone that needed to be repaired and cleaned up there. So this is payable in the amount of $352,755.07, beginning 2/1/2022, ending 12/31/2022.
Great. Thanks, Lane.
I'll make a motion that we approve item number 6, presented to us by Lane Rose, Director of Facilities.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Moving on to Information Systems, Mark Langston.
Thank you, Commissioners. You have before you two items. Item number 7 is an approval of the summary list of our ReadyWeb contracts. Do you want me to go over all 5 of those, or is that okay? That's sufficient. And then our second number 8 item is a contract we have with Les Olson Company for a Goldfax network. We're replacing all of our fax machines in the county to a network in internet faxing, and that is in the amount of $14,630, beginning on February 2nd, 2022, and going through January 31st of 2025.
February 1st, 2022 to January 31st, 2025. Yeah, thank you, Mark.
So, Mark, realistically, hasn't most fax just become internet?
We still have a lot of faxes that actually go across fax. Mostly our HIPAA laws, medical documents, things like that, they have to physically be where they can't be electronically modified. So we still have a lot of faxes, Commissioner,
okay,
believe it or not.
I'd make a motion that we approve items 7 and 8 as presented to us by Mark Langston.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Public Works Director Adam Wright.
Hey, I've brought in front of you item number 9 on the agenda. This is an agreement with Hooper Irrigation Company. This is after much going back and forth for about a year trying to get access to this easement. They basically got it down to, they just wanted written notice of abandonment of the South Arm Howard Slough if we ever decide to pull it out of our ordinance as a jurisdictionary channel. They just want notification that that's happening. So this will be the last agreement. If you remember, we did a license agreement as well a couple weeks ago to gain an access to their easement out there. But this should be it. We should be able to start working in a week with the signature.
So I just want to have the public be able to understand. South Arm of Howard Slough. Like, what is that really?
Branches of the Howard Slough.
And like, what's a slough?
Slough is a natural drainage that feeds wetland, typically, I think. And yeah, the Howard Slough is one that comes in Weber County, and this is just one of the branches that shoots off of the south arm of it, I guess is what we call it. It's kind of a small branch. It's only a 24-inch pipe running through there.
And most water coming into the slough is usually your runoff, isn't it, Clark, correct, or different streams, or how's it all?
Yeah, and there's irrigation channels and things like that that divert through to different uses that end up in this slough as well. But it's just the low spot out there in the lowlands, so...
So, anyway. And it's just named Howard Slough, just to identify it.
Yep, Howard Slough's the channel. Yep.
So interesting.
We do want to thank Adam for the work. This has not been not a major project. It's been a major process to get to this project, to get it accomplished. And we appreciate the attorneys and everyone that's been involved with it. So with that, I'll make a motion that we approve the agreement with Hooper Irrigation Company.
And I'll second. Thank you for your work, Adam.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Howard probably slew, probably is the first horse that got stuck in it, old cowboy. Probably got named Howard. Just how it goes out there.
If we ask the surveyor, he will know.
Probably, you're probably right. Max will probably know.
I am going to.
He might have been there.
I have curiosity around this. This shoe is probably right there in his cabinet being stuck.
Yep. Now we'll move on to the sheriff's office. Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Commissioners, item number 10 is a memorandum of understanding with the Utah Attorney General's Office for acceptance of a grant award from them to enforce the laws regarding Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, or ICAC. This is a receivable in the amount of $10,000. It goes from 7-1 of 21 through 6-30 of 2022. Item number 11 is an amendment extending the term with medical consulting services contract with Dr. Dennis Wyman. That extends the term from September 30th through December 31st of 2022, and it's the same terms on that agreement. Number 12 is a memorandum of agreement with FEMA, or the Federal Emergency Management Agency, for Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, IPAWS, program regarding the utilization and security of the Davis County interoperable systems. The terms are February 1 of 2022 through February 1 of 2025. And then item number 13 is a shared agency agreement with Motorola for the Flex software for dispatch consolidation virtual purposes, and that begins February 1 of 2022.
Very good. Thank you so much. I move approval of items 10 through 13 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Susan.
I'll make a motion that we come out of our regular commission meeting and go into our Board of Equalization meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration under auditor adjustments, you have a report recommending approved appeals totaling $198,480. And then you have an appeals with no change value recommended. Under corrections, you have 15 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021 for your consideration, totaling $11,466.92. And that completes your property tax register for February 1st, 2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve the property tax register as been presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we come out of our Board of Equalization and go back into our regular commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, opportunity for commissioner comments, but quickly, Neil, Curtis.
I actually do have a comment today. Wanted to recognize that throughout the month of January, we held a series of election integrity presentations, and would invite Brian McKenzie, Chief Deputy Clerk, to maybe highlight some of what we experienced and make another announcement as well.
It really brief, commissioners. As Curtis said, election integrity was kind of our theme for the month of January, focusing on that and trying to help educate our citizens of how elections are administered, not just here in Davis County, but in Utah in general. As you're aware, there's a large amount of mis, dis, and malinformation that's being shared nationwide. We're also seeing that influence here in Utah, and so it's an effort for our office to try to help people have an opportunity to come in and learn how elections are administered and run. We had some great participation. A number of our county employees also came in and participated in those meetings, and amazing individuals from our community came in with really incredible questions. Our theme there, our motto was really, and we're borrowing this from a reporter, Fox 13, that says, no question is, what was it, Curtis? No question is off limits.
No question is off limits were the rules. Another phrase that I heard recently was, there's no such thing as a dumb question, although I have heard many dumb answers. So,
I think he was pointing at us, right?
because of the great participation and the interest in this, our theme, our motto this year is all about security. Our slogan, you'll start seeing that coming out of the clerk auditor's office, is secure elections for you in 2022. That's our commitment from our team to our citizens here in Davis County. These elections have been secure and will be secure from now and into the future. As part of that, we will continue to have these elections security, integrity, open houses each month through 2022, inviting our citizens to come in and ask those questions and learn more about how elections are administered and how they can be involved in ensuring the security of their elections. Thank you, Commissioners.
I love that. And Brian, before you leave, the different departments contribute to the digital monthly newsletter, and by all means, keep giving us the invite for that for the months coming up to continue to view and ask questions and feel very confident about elections in Davis County and hopefully throughout the state. I think it's tremendous that you have been so public for so long. Years ago, I attended an opportunity to come so long before I was a commissioner, because I heard I could come and actually see how the process works within my own county. And I've never forgotten how it works in my own county. It was awesome to see it with my own eyes. So I think it's fantastic you've been doing these and that you will continue for those who didn't get a chance during the month of January. We will put those in the digital newsletter.
We have those dates. We'll be sharing those, of course, on our website through our social media, and we'll be getting that into the Davis Connector as well, where that can be shared out to our community in every way that we possibly can.
Great. Thank you.
Just to wrap that up, I'd like to thank Fox 13. Sometimes we don't thank our media. They spent 2 hours here. They walked through the facility. They asked all their questions, had a good piece on Fox 13, and really appreciated them taking time to dig in and get the information correct.
If we can get that clip and put that into the digital newsletter, that would also be interesting for folks. I have not seen that yet. I would love to see it. Yeah, nice. Thank you.
Hey, Neil. Commissioner Stevenson?
No comments.
Commissioner Kamalu.
Right. You knew I did. The Community Resilience Symposium happened on Friday morning. And this was the fourth annual Community Resilience Symposium. The effort for this started before I became a commissioner. So it started with the previous commission. And lots of work from our community partners throughout this entire county. If we've been in a stretch where we understand the importance of resilience as individuals and households and organizations in this entire county, I would say that the pandemic with tremendous windstorm damage. What else do we have? Fire, earthquake, flood. We even had a tornado. And so it's just really time to understand resilience. And we have people who are experts in this space. And every year we have experts teaching and training. They train on a professional level, but their presentations are made for the lay person. So there are professionals who attend, and they get credit for attending. And they say that this little symposium right here in Davis County that's been going on is about the best that they attend throughout the nation. Now that really says something, because the cost is either free or a maximum of about $30. And so, and the pandemic forced us to go virtual. And so we're super thankful for the information systems team last year and this year who put this up on the YouTube, and people can continue to watch it. So it is available to be watched now. And it was another excellent one. It's on the county website, and it's just a little over 3 hours long. You can break it up. It goes really fast. You don't feel like you're in it. You don't feel like it's really even technical. You feel like it's something that helps you as an individual, and it helps your family. That's how the presentations are designed. So I encourage everyone to kind of spread the word. Last year in 2021, Between the people who attended on that day and the views that we have to date, over 2,000 people have viewed the Community Resilience Symposium that comes from Davis County. And these are people all over the state and even beyond the state of Utah. We expect it will continue to grow. So it was fantastic. Just the three particular, we focus on being trauma-informed, obviously resilient, and we had a nationally recognized presenter on body image resilient. Anyone who wonders about how social media is impacting your kids, yourself, will want to watch that one. That presenter actually has a book out. Lexi Kite and her twin sister, both PhDs, have written a book. I wonder if it's a bestseller by now. Just in the last year, it's been out, called More Than a Body, and I want to just say the tagline. Your body is an instrument, not an ornament. And they said we should be teaching this to our kids. It's awesome. And then Jacob Hess taught on common patterns of sustainable healing, getting at the roots of depression, anxiety, and addiction. It was awesome. And then finally, the last presenter came to us from Nashville, Tennessee. And his name is Matthew Portell. He has a master's in education. He's actually a principal at a school where they have more of the poverty and more of the challenges. And he's nationally known for running a school where kids come and thrive. And he just says he focused on the things that we've learned and figured out because of the pandemic. He says, in the midst of opportunity, a trauma-informed paradigm shift. And you don't have to be an educator to appreciate that one, because it helps us understand our own trauma of school. That we, looking back, there's probably something that was traumatic. And then again, for the children and the youth that we have around us. So it was wonderful. That's my report. Looking forward to next year's. And our host from here forward will be Davis Tech. That's where we had it this year, and it was perfect.
Very good. And then for last of my comments, this morning we met with the Conservation District of Davis County. Some of the things, the projects they're working on is just renewing, getting the word out on noxious weeds. We don't really think about noxious weeds until we're riding our bicycle on the trail and we pop up a tire. But they brought together all the cities together, the public works managers and park directors, just reminding them that, let's all work collaboratively together on our trails and our systems and make sure we recognize when these noxious weeds come into our community to get rid of them. It was a good little overview. Our Brandon Hunt does a really great job with non-invasive weeds and invasive weeds, and also using organic bugs to take care of some of those problems, because sometimes some people don't like the Roundup and the usage of Roundup, but it's also getting hard to even find Roundup this year, as it's becoming a rarity to find any chemicals to even kill some of these things. But in Davis County, we do a good effort. Some of the counties to the north and the south of us don't do as great of a job, and we are recognized in our county through the state, through the projects that we've been doing, as being one of the counties that's very proactive about getting rid of our noxious weeds and keeping our trails and our trailways clean from that. And so a shout out to our public works and to Brandon for all the work that they're doing too. So with that, pray for more snow. We were talking to Weber Basin this morning, sitting next to me. We were about 120 above normal. We're dropping down to 80% now and slowly dropping further, as there is some, as they call it, it's snow melt, but it also evaporates that way. So our snowpack's not doing as well as we thought it would be. We need some snow really bad. So with that, this meeting is adjourned.